It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 377. I am joined by Don Mead, Nate Snyder, and Chris Backus talking about smart city technology. Don Mead starts off talking about how integrators can assist in creating solutions for smart cities.
This is something that, you know, sort of like the digital signage thing. Hey, digital signage is coming, and that's a great opportunity for AV people. Oh, look, DOOH and different companies came in and created their own industry, and we missed the boat, but let's hurry up and try to sell something. You know, this is an area where AV could be missing the boat. And in some regards, we have already missed the boat, because at that session, we mentioned the silo issue that Nate mentioned, and we said, who will be the silo or the field or the company, you know, that is going to be in charge of these smart entities, whether it's a building or a city? And we said that the AV companies are actually the most qualified to provide the services, to be the point of contact or the overarching control of this smart thing, because we're already used to integrating separate and disparate systems, bringing them together under something like AMX or one of their competitors, and making it all work nice together. Whereas IT works in IT, and HVAC works in HVAC, and, you know, traffic lights work in traffic lights. But AV is used to working with all sorts of crazy things and then making it work together. So we said back then, AV needs to take the lead. We didn't. Now most smart buildings fall under IT. Well, now we're looking at smart cities. AV is still eminently qualified to be the ones to bring this together and to integrate these separate disparate disciplines for smart cities. We just have to realize that we have that skill set. We have to realize that we can apply what we've learned doing conference rooms and classrooms and corporate campuses and college campuses for decades and apply that to the greater IoT smart city concept and bring our skills to bear. And I think as an industry, we're really missing the boat there. We need to, you know, obviously bone up on IT and cybersecurity type issues, but we also need to bone up on interconnect. You know, I learned what BACnet was at that Infocom 2011 event. You know, how many people know what BACnet is in our industry still? You do. Those of us on the call do here, but not everybody does. You talk to some integrators and they look at you blankly. It's 2019 almost. So I think it's something where we as an industry need to step up, realize we're smarter than we think. We know more than we think we do. We're about more than just a gray box or two. And then go to the city fathers and mothers, go to the city planners, go to the organizers and say, look, there are all these great technologies out there. You can have a parking garage that doesn't just have a card access for your tenants or your residents or your businesses, but that also have smart sensors over each spot with lights that you can pull up an app and say, and I've seen this in cities, you can pull up an app and say, oh, that garage has 27 spots available. I won't waste my day driving around looking for a spot in a full garage because the app tells me it's ready to go in my city app or whatever. You know, that sort of thing's invaluable nowadays. Yep. And we can integrate these separate systems under one umbrella. You know, it's a no-brainer. We need to be stepping up on this.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.